kind of said to myself that I could sit in the stands and complain for the next 30, 40, 50 years of my life, whatever number of years it would be, about the team, or actually buy it and try to fix it. So coming from the fix-up home improvement business, and given my nature, I thought I'd be better inclined to try to buy it and try to fix it on behalf of really Atlanta and our state and its fans and the National Football League. John said, "I have news for you. I want to share with you." And he said, "What is it, John? What's going on?" He said, "Well, the bad news is the Falcons is for sale. The good news is the Falcons is for sale." So I, what does all that mean? And I was at a board meeting, a public board meeting I was at in Dallas, and Taylor called me. He said, "Look, I'm really nervous. This thing's going to get. I'm really nervous." I said, "Taylor, relax. So, you know, just breathe. It'll be okay." And he said, "I'll get us a room at the Ritz-Carlton in Buckhead." So I did, and I said, "Taylor, let's talk about where we are. You know, this is where you are, I am." I said, "You know." So we ended up coming to the price, which was public, $545 million. And so I took out one of the napkins that was there, and I started to write on it. I got a Sharpie and started to write on it. "I, Taylor Smith, agreed to sell the Atlanta Falcons to Arthur Blank for $500 million. He said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm writing this down in the napkin." He said, "You and I are going to sign this tonight." He said, "What do you mean we're going to sign it?" I said, "Taylor, I said, we had a history and a tradition at the Home Depot. When you were committed to something, you would, quote, sign a nap." And he got real nervous. I said, "Taylor, you have the authority from your siblings. You and I both know you do. And I certainly have the authority to act on my behalf." So he signed the napkin. I signed it. It's up at Flowery Branch in our facility now.